Hi everyone, thank you very, very much for coming to this or listening to this my very first podcasting episode, my very first of many more to come. If you have stumbled across this by accident, it is no accident. You are meant to listen to this podcasting. So I just want to give you a little bit of introduction of who I am and the episodes, the future episodes that will be coming on this program or channel. But before I get into that, I just want to lift up a prayer, because I'm a Christian, and as always, I have to give thanks to the Father who has given me such blessings, you know, to be on a platform where I'll be able to speak to people about His love. So, Father God, as I come before you today, I just want to thank you very much for giving me an opportunity to launch out, oh Father God, into the wider world, to speak to people who hopefully one day, you never know, I'll be able to meet them, whether or not in person, oh Father God, but I'll be able to see them via video link, etc. Lord, I thank you, oh Lord, because you are showing me many ways in which to reach people who do not know you, and also to reach people who do know you but who may have lost their faith in you, oh Father God. Lord, you are worthy to be praised, and there is absolutely no one like you. You are a loving God, you are a merciful Father, and you just want us, your creation, to come to know you and to get to have an intimate relationship with you. So Lord, I pray for everyone who is listening to this episode and the future episodes to come, and I pray, oh Father God, that the words that come from my mouth will so enrich them, Lord, and enrich them in a way, oh Lord, that they will come to know you, come to be closer to you, and to seek you earnestly. So Lord, I thank you yet again for this opportunity. In Jesus' mighty name I pray, amen. So, a little bit about me. Well, my name is Odette. I am from Jamaica. I'm not living in Jamaica anymore. I am living in the United Kingdom, and I moved here over 20 years ago. I have two children. I have a boy. He's currently at university, and I have a girl, and she's currently in primary school. I am married, and I work otherwise, and this is just something that I am doing in the interim as the Lord lays it on my heart to do. Now, why did I start this podcasting? Well, it was sometime last year, really. I kept hearing start a podcast, or I kept hearing the word podcasting. Now, I've never really been interested in podcasting because I have a YouTube channel. One would say, well, that is something like podcasting, but it is video podcasting. Well, I started my YouTube channel in 2021, I believe, and it has been going well. I do not post videos regularly because I do work otherwise. So it's just not practical for me to be posting videos on a regular basis. But I do post if it's even one or twice per month on my YouTube channel. And as I said before, it was last year, towards the end of last year, the Lord just kept, you know, has laid on my heart to do podcasting. Now, I started to do my research, etc., and I went and got my equipment, and I'm like, okay, then let me go ahead and just do this thing, because if I keep procrastinating, then it is not something that I will do. Now, where exactly or how do I see this program or this channel going forward in the future? Well, the episodes that I will be speaking about, or the things that I'll be speaking about, is Christ-centered. It's centered around Jesus Christ. It's centered around the love of the Father. It is centered around the fact that the Father sent His Son to die on the cross for you and I, so that we don't have to suffer his wrath. But it is also a free gift of salvation. It is a choice that one has to make. And it is a choice that if you do make this choice, it is something that you will never regret doing. Will you have troubles? Will you have persecutions being a Christian? Of course you will, because the scripture tells us that before the world hates us, they already hated Jesus. And if you look around what is happening in the world, you could see a lot of people are mocking Christianity. They are mocking Jesus. But the thing is this, what they are doing is that they're mocking themselves, actually, because the Bible tells us that the Lord is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that he shall also reap. And we may think that the Lord is not going to do anything, but in the Bible we see that the Lord is long-suffering. Why? Because he doesn't want anyone to perish. So these are the things I'll be speaking about. I'll be speaking about, you know, everything Jesus, at least to the best of my ability. And as to how the Holy Spirit lays it on my heart to speak, whether it is on a weekly basis or a bi-weekly basis, that is how, you know, I'll be putting out these episodes. I'm not gonna put out an episode. I'll try my best to put out an episode as often as I possibly can. But as I said earlier, I also work, and there are times when I have work commitments and I won't be able to do it as often as I would like to. What's the future direction for the episodes? I said, you know, I want to have guests, in-person guests. So I'll be having people who I know, not necessarily like high profile guest or anything like that, just regular everyday Joe, so to speak. People like my friends who are walking in the faith as well. They, and you know, we'll be speaking about things like their struggles, their ups, their downs, you know, how they overcome certain things, the storms that they go through. And the scripture verses are, how has the Lord helped them to go through the storms in life? I also plan to have like telephone interviews or telephone guests, etc., you know, where people can call in, and if they're having problems, you know, not really problems, but if they just want to talk. Because let's face it, the world that we're living in, people don't speak to each other anymore. Most people are down in their mobile phones. People are minding their own business. Is it something good? I remember when I was in the 1990s, we knew our neighbors. No, I don't even think we know our neighbors that well. Yeah, so your neighbor could even walk past you on the street and you don't know your neighbor. That is why at times I do miss Jamaica, because at least I knew not only my neighbors, but I knew other persons who lived on the other street, on the other road. And that is what is missing. We don't speak to each other anymore. So that's what I want to do. Get the listeners involved. Hopefully to have like live streaming or something like that, where people can call in based on the topic that will be discussed. And we can discuss it as adults without getting all riled up each other's faces. So what does it mean when I say that the Father wants us to have a relationship with him? Basically, knowing God, this means entering into a close relationship with him. It means viewing everything as he does and learning to imitate him, basically. So you know when you imitate someone, you basically act like them. If you guys have children and your kids would imitate you, like for mothers, when you're putting on your makeup, etc., you see like your daughters watching you, and then you'll see that they're imitating you. For fathers, you know, you'll see your sons probably learning, imitating you in terms of tying their tie, or probably imitating you in terms of trying to shave, etc. So that is it. We are to imitate the Lord in his likeness, and not, well, basically in his character, which is to show love, to show grace, to show mercy to others. Knowing God will also transform our thoughts and actions, our priorities and values, and our relationships with fellow human beings. Let's look at it this way. When we were sinners in the world, for those of you who are listening who are Christians, before we came to Christ, we were sinners. But yet still in the scripture, it tells us that he died for us, although we were sinners. So at the end of the day, he knew our faults, he knew our flaws, he knows everything about us. But he said, it is worth it for me to die for them. I will overlook everything that I know about them and yet still die for them. Why? Because having a relationship with them is of much more value. And that is what it is. We will see people for who they are. We will see people as human beings and not see people and pass them by on the streets. Like, for example, if you see someone begging on the street, you will look at that person and see that person is created in the image of God. That person is another human being. And don't just see that person as a beggar. Because why? We do not know what has caused that person to be in that situation. Let's face it, life is tough. And there are times that we are up today and then we are down tomorrow. So it is far more important than religious rites. It is far more important to have an intimate relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ than intimate rites, sacrifices and burnt offerings or any other religious activities. You know, the scripture tells us that obedience is better than sacrifice. And there are times when we are doing the work of God and that is what we think is important more than anything else. But what is important to the Lord? Having a relationship with him, having a close and intimate relationship with him. That is his priority. I'm not saying that he doesn't want us to do the work. Of course he wants us to do the work, but the Lord would rather have a close and intimate relationship. Because let's look at it this way. We can be doing the work with the Lord, but yet still we're doing it on the surface, but our heart is not in it. And further on, you know, as the episodes go on, I'll show you guys, because there is someone in the scripture that did exactly like that. They were doing the work for the Lord, but their heart is not in it. You know, Jesus repeatedly stresses the need to know God, affirming that people can be heavily involved in religious practices, but have no genuine relationship with him. And that's exactly what I just said. And if you guys, you know, I'm just going to give the scriptures, and they're taken from John chapter 7, verses 25 to 29, John chapter 8, verses 14 to 19, verses 54 to 55, John chapter 14, verses 6 to 11, and John chapter 7, verses 1 to 3. And that is it. So this, you know, thank you for coming. Thank you for clicking on it to listen to this podcast, because this is the direction, you know, where I will be going, where the Lord is just laying things on my heart to speak to the listeners, to reaffirm that having an intimate relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ himself is far more better than even doing the work. Because sometimes we can become so religious in doing the work and say, look at me, I am this, I am that. But at the end of it, what is our heart like? So thank you very, very much. And I just want to close by saying a prayer. You know, my prayer is not going to, it's just a simple, simple prayer. And it is this. Lord, I thank you that I thank you that with you, there is always mercy. And with you, there is abundant redemption. And that is it. We serve a merciful God. We serve a just God. And as it says, there is always abundant redemption. So thank you again for tuning in. And I hope that, you know, you will come back again. I hope that you will click on the follow. I don't even know. To be quite honest, guys, I've never listened to a podcast. So this is something that is throwing me out. But I think it probably works like YouTube. This is not going to be a long one because it's just a basic introduction of who I am. An introduction of the channel or the episodes to come. And God bless you very, very much. And I'm just going to close by giving a blessing. It's a Numbers blessing from Numbers chapter 6, verses 24 to 26. And it is, may the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. And may the countenance of the Lord forever rest upon you and give you peace. And I say shalom, shalom, shalom. And have a wonderful day, everyone. Have a wonderful weekend, a wonderful morning, a wonderful evening. Whenever you have decided to listen to this podcasting episode, and God bless you. And I'll catch you in the next episode. Peace out. Bye.